This week we have the incredible privilege to read the double parshios of Achrei Mos Kedoshim. And Parshas Kedoshim, the second of the two parshios, spends a significant amount of time regarding interpersonal law, halachas, Jewish law, mitzvahs, which govern how we interact with each other. So the Torah Kedosha says, this is in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yud Zayin, chapter 19, verse 17. Lo sisna es achicha bilvavecha. Do not hate your brother in your heart. Hochiach tochiach es amisecha. Rebuke your fellow, velosisa alav chait, and literally again, do not bear sin on his account. So on the most basic level, the Torah is teaching us really two concepts, which can be broken up into three. Losisna sechicha bovalecha, don't hate your fellow in your heart, which again, is a prohibition to bear a grudge. The Torah doesn't necessarily say that we have to love everyone, because remember again, even the mitzvah, v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, love your fellow as you love yourself, the Gemara understands, Hillel interprets as, whatever you don't want done unto you, don't do unto others. So maybe I don't have to love everyone, but I can't walk around with animosity. I can't harbor hatred or animosity in my heart. Not towards any individual, not towards any group. My heart has to be filled with love and acceptance for my fellow Jew. And even though you might be tempted to say, oh, what does it matter what I feel in my heart? As long as externally I behave in an appropriate way, isn't that enough? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no. I don't want you walking around with a heart filled with animosity. And we all understand that. Because in life, when you walk around with a heart that is filled with negative feelings, it turns you into a negative person. Is both the mitzvah klape the other, regarding the other, don't bear animosity, but it's also for me. Don't walk around with that emotional volcano churning inside of you. Don't walk around with that hatred sitting on your heart. At the end of the day, let it go. Then Torah goes on. Hochiach tochiach es amisecha. Rebuke your fellow. We're actually doing this in Daf Yomi now. What does it mean to rebuke your fellow? So again, the Gemara talks about this idea that if you see someone doing something wrong, there's an obligation to go ahead and stand up. There's an obligation to rebuke. Now, we use the word rebuke, but rebuke is a very strong word. Rebuke almost sounds like yelling at someone, screaming at someone. What the Torah is telling us is, when you see someone you love doing something wrong, I'll give you a very simple mashal. If a parent sees their child about to run across the street, and chas on this traffic, so no parent says, Shefala, Tatala, Mamila, maybe you don't want to do that. You know, I don't want to raise my voice. I'm going to speak to you in Hush. I don't want to startle you. Right? No parent. Any parent who's ever been in that situation, and many of us have, you yell at the top of your lungs, stop, get back here, whatever you have to do. Because there's someone you love who's about to put themselves in harm's way. Hochiach tochiach es amisecha means that because I love you and you love me, if you see me doing something wrong, you're going to tell me. Not to beat me up, not as a shtach, not as a way of demeaning me or minimizing me, but because you love me. If you don't care about someone, let them do whatever they want. It makes absolutely no difference. But because we love each other and we care about each other and there's mutual responsibility, if I see someone doing something wrong, I'm going to tell them. Of course, in a nice way, in a bakavadik way, in a meaningful way, in a way that builds them up, not chas v'shalom deconstructs them. Hochiach tochiach es amisecha, v'lo sisa lav chait, and therefore don't bear any sin on the part of the other individual, which means what? Which means that at the end of the day, if I see someone doing something wrong and I don't step up, I bear some level of responsibility for their iniquity, for their wrongdoing. If I could have said something and prevented them from doing something bad and I didn't do so, there's some level of responsibility that I bear. I could have prevented it. I could have stopped them, perhaps, but at least they could have tried. But the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh has such a dramatically different reading of this last phrase. He says, the phrase we read is, Hocheach tocheach es amisecha, rebuke your fellow. And if you rebuke him and you tell him what he's doing is wrong, this way again, you don't bear any responsibility for his negative actions because you tried to stop him. Says the Rebbe, says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that's not how you read it. Hocheach tochiach. The first step is before you give someone else mussar, before you tell someone else what it is that they are doing wrong, before you do that, reishis, hocheach la'atzmecha. First, so the Baal Shem Tov reads a little bit, he says, hocheach, comma. First, introspect. Introspect. Look inside of yourself. Are you whole? Are you in a good place? Are you doing what you're supposed to be doing? And then after you go ahead and do your own cheshbon ha-nefesh, tochiach es ha-misecha, then you could rebuke your fellow. First, engage in that internal musar. And then after you do that, then you could focus on the other. Says the Baal Shem Tov, why is this? What's the pshat? Meaning, let's say I see Reuven doing something wrong, objectively wrong. So why is it that I need to look inside myself before I say, hey, Reuven, cut it out. Stop it. You're about to do something wrong. I love you. Don't do that. You know what's wrong. Kodesh Baruch Hu's not going to be happy with that. Why do I have to engage in an act of introspection first myself before I say something to someone else? Says the Rebbe, Velosisa alav chet. The Baal Shem Tov translates that phrase as follows. Velosisa alav chet means because you don't want to end up projecting your sin onto him. Velosisa alav. Do not place your sin upon him, says the Baal Shem Tov. So many times in life, we project our own deficiencies and our own insecurities onto others. What I see broken in you may or may not be broken in you. But often when I see it, that's because, as he's spoken about before, you're my mirror. What I often see broken in the other is a reflection of what's broken inside of me. So therefore, says the Baal Shem Tov, understand what's happening over here. When you see something deficient in the other, do I have an obligation to stand up and to try to prevent them? Of course. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me is the ability to use the other as a mirror for myself. Because my dear friends, very often in life, we don't see our own deficiencies. We don't see our own insecurities. We don't see our own wrongs or our own shortcomings. But we definitely see them in others. And that's okay. Because if you see something negative in someone else, you have the opportunity to help them become better. But at the same time, use the wrong in someone else as an opportunity to look inside yourself as well. Hocheach. The first step is introspect. After you introspect, tochiach es ha-misecha, you can go ahead and you could also give other musar. And when I say musar, I mean with love and with kindness, not like a bang over the head musar. I mean a loving direction. Hocheach, but first introspect. Then tochiach es ha-misecha. Then you could go ahead and give direction or instruction to someone else. But if you don't take the time to introspect, losisa alav chet, because we don't want you spending life projecting everything that's broken inside of you onto someone else. So if you just give the musar without the introspection, that leads to a life of projection. Musar without introspection leads to a life of projection. And a life of projection leaves an incredible void, because then I'm spending my life very acutely discerning what's broken in everyone else, but never taking the time to be able to see what's inside of me. Hocheach, introspect. Tochiach es ha-misecha, give the other the rebuke and the musar that they need. Be a good friend, be a good family member, and point out to someone else when they're doing something wrong. But make sure you have the introspection. Because if you don't have introspection, you'll spend your life projecting onto others. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows the world and allows other people to be our mirror, giving us the opportunity to see the things in ourselves that require repair, that we otherwise would not see. May we be zochem Yerz Hashem to be good friends and to be good family members to those who maybe need our positive, constructive feedback. But in the moment that we're very acutely discerning the deficiencies of others, let us find the strength to use the world and to use our fellow Jew as a mirror into ourselves, and to find the courage to repair that which needs fixing. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.